The first and second week of June, farmers in Illinois started calling the state agronomist with concerns about their corn crop. It was either yellow or purple, says Emerson Nafziger at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign. He also says it's most likely not much to worry about.
Actually, the dry weather and the sunshine we're having now probably will go a long ways towards fixing that. I hope fix it before people start to take action and based on what they think is the problem. We think the main problem with both purple and yellow corn is probably just root problems at this point. Since it was planted in many areas, it's been really wet, and some areas not as wet. But basically, the wetter it has been, the more symptoms like this that we see.
It's not a problem Nafziger has seen in the east-central part of Illinois, but once you go west and north, things change rapidly.
Where people do see this, though, it can be kind of alarming. There are some pretty pale fields out there. In some cases, they even show, say, a knife track where you put nitrogen on earlier this spring. And if they put that on at an angle, then it's really clear where this is coming from. Typically, in the knife track, the corn is greener there. And people are wondering, well, have we lost a lot of the nitrogen? Do we go back and put more on?
The answer is a qualified no. There is some science-based reasoning here. University of Illinois nitrogen research plots in Pike County, or western Illinois, were fertilized with different rates of UAN the first week of April, planted to corn the first week of May, and sampled for nitrogen the first week of June.
And I was a little bit surprised. We put nitrogen rates on so we have an idea of what's there now compared to what we put on. And in every case, we rent rates from 60 pounds to 240 pounds. We found at least as much there as we had put on, and in some cases, even more.
The natural mineralization of a soil can add to the measurable nitrogen. The Orr Center research site, says Nafziger, received about 17 inches of rainfall between the time the nitrogen was applied and the samples were pulled. The point is, the nitrogen hasn't moved out of the soil profile. The samples were taken to 2 feet deep. The purple and yellow corn is, says Nafziger, a reaction to the lack of oxygen available to the corn root system. As soils dry, the corn should turn green.
I think purpling is something we ought to just relax a little bit about. The good news about purple corn is that it means the corn plant has actually been working, producing sugars. And when the sugars don't have enough place to go, it kind of turns the plant purple. It makes a pigment that the plant then shows this purple color. Some hybrids almost never show any purpling. That's just a genetic biochemical thing. The truth is we don't think that purpling ever actually hurts a crop. And the other truth is that purpling almost always goes away on its own, and there's no reason to really do anything about it. People often relate purpling to some kind of phosphorus deficiency. Phosphorus deficiency actually will make the plant turn purple because phosphorus helps the sugars get away out of the leaves, and if you don't have very much phosphorus, the sugars build up. But very few in cases like this, when we see it earlier in the season, it's almost always related to the fact that something about the plant means that the sugars don't have any place to go. And when the root systems have been standing in water, that's a good prime suspect. They're not taking in the sugars that they normally would, both to grow and to work. And so we see the purple color resulting.
Patience. It takes some time, says Emerson Nafziger, for the recovery to happen. A 4 to 5 leaf corn plant in soils that are drying out could turn green within a couple of days. Nafziger says it is by no means clear a farmer should try to fix the purple problem. It should just go away on its own. For University of Illinois Extension, I'm Todd Gleason.